I'm at Sandy Lane with Ryan Hindley. Ryan, your lads have dipped out 4-2 against Handsworth today. What were your thoughts?
Proud. I think 15 minutes of the first half, I think we let ourselves down, a little bit of naivety. But again, the average age of my back four tonight, he's 20, 21 year old, a couple of under-19s playing in there. So I think they get a good account of themselves, once they settled into the game. I think for an hour, we've more than matched a top side. And that's pleasing for me. You know, we've frustrated them. They've reverted to long balls, which is great for us with the centre halves that we've got. I think the keeper's got to do better. The third goal, he knows that. I think personally, the fourth goal's a great team goal, possibly the best goal we've had against us since my tenure. Nicky Travis, I thought, was the difference between the two teams. But I think lads are getting a good account of themselves. They've worked hard. They've come off the pitch disappointed, which I'm happy with. But you've got to remember, we're playing a very, very good side tonight. And I think, you know, people might disagree, but for an hour of the game, we've more than matched them.
Well, I'd tend to agree. I thought your lads did ever so well. Obviously, we keep a lookout for the ex-Handsworth lads who played tonight. And Jack Hall, what were your thoughts on Jack tonight?
Jack's done well. He's learning his craft. You know, he's been playing for Handsworth reserves. He's had a couple of sniffs with the first team, and I can see why. He's only going to get better, so I'm happy he's with me. I won't want Jack Hall anywhere else. I think he's going to get better, he's going to get brainier, he's going to understand the game, he's going to learn his craft, and hopefully he learns that and stays with me and we go on and be successful together.
Now, I don't know if you wish to highlight any individuals, but who were your standout people for Hallam tonight?
Standout tonight for me would definitely be Nicky Travis for Worksop. I thought, although he didn't dictate the game, I thought when he got it was comfortable, never really gave the ball away, and I thought he's created a great free kick. I think he's been watching my DVD. I had to get that in, but no, and I think Tom Fairweather. Yeah, and I think to be honest, I think Tom Fairweather for us was outstanding. And I think, you know, we've got Michael Blytham playing at 50%, and I think he's proved tonight if he's 100%. I don't think you'll find a better player in this league or potentially the league above as a striker. So plenty of positives for me. As a manager, I'll go and evaluate my performance and think what we could have done better. But losing three of us back four or two of us back four on the day of the game is hard to take. But the lads who've come in have given a good account of themselves, and hopefully, you know, they'll have learnt something from tonight. But yeah, immensely proud of the lads, and I think we go on and kick on. And like I said at full time, if you continue in that vein and you put that work rate and you put that effort and enthusiasm and endeavour into the NCL1 games that we play, we'll lose very, very little games.
Well, Ryan, certainly from everybody at Handsworth, we do wish you and the team all the best for the rest of the season. You're a great man, great Handsworth man, and you've put a great side together.
Thank you, and I wish you all the best as well. Cheers. Top banana, thank you.